disfrutar allá en que profesas.
Yes, I'm here.
He's a graduate of Princeton University, very big university.
He's president?
He was president of his class, Princeton.
Call him. This to his son, he's Eichmann.
Yes.
Stop dinner. Handpicked. Take a very special devotee to be able to speak with these professors and tell them.
Yeah.
At the library convention in San Francisco, we had that booth there.
Oh.
So I went to see them, and they appeared very professional. Their suits, wigs.
Successful?
Yeah.
This material advancement, the advancement of Maya, this is material advancement. Admit. But this advancement is advancement of the illusory energy. So what is wrong there? Suppose that the wrong is there, that this material world is temporary. So we have come here. Temporary. 25 years, 50 years, at most 100 years. We are already illusion, and we become more illusion. Then we forget our real business. Mura. We remain Mura. Supposing there is next bar, so please, very much thanks has to know what is our next month. Nobody is. Blindly going on. Honorable. Very nice chart. But understand what this chart is, what is God, what is God concept. This cultivate this knowledge. No, big chances. Think nice building, nice happy life, but don't forget Krishna. And what is the use of this life? And if you forget Krishna, then the result will be crying, and we will be facing with problems. Why and now what to do? So many problems will be there. So the problems cannot be solved simply by possessing big buildings.
So we get out and watch the problem?
Anyway.
You want to walk?
Yes. But how will it work if it is dripping?
Sure. You can ride along the beach.
There are so many churches.
All over America, there are very expensive churches. In India, you do not see so many temples. I was surprised when I went there first. Because you do not see very many big, gorgeous temples.
Oh.
But here everywhere there are big gorgeous churches.
Indian. South Indian.
South Indian. Oh, South Indian. North Indian.
Not to Jagannath, sir.
No.
Beginning of Madras, right?
Mm.
And Vrindavan also, with Ranganath temple?
Yes. There are some nice temples in the north.
And south, many. These are all university houses or private?
Some university, some private. I feel these are private.
All very nice houses.
Yeah.
Let them, every house, small temple, perform kirtans, then this is our culture. Do not cook meat, nice prasada. Everything can be utilized for better culture. Now in the morning they are sleeping. Nidra Yati Natang Baba in a Chabhavaya. At night, either sleeping or sex. And daytime, Diva Sati Hayarada Kutumba Varani Nava. Daytime, where is money? Where is money? No? 50 miles free, go there, there is some money. All right, take money. Then what do you mention? Kutumma varani rava. Just to purchase for the family. Finish money. Again tomorrow. And what is business of your spiritual life? No time. What can you do? Night you are busy in this way and day you are busy. So where is the time? Don't bother us. Vasat Hyarad Dumbaka. To make them devotees, they like with us. Hovai sajya prasaktanam tayapa hita-cetata dausa-atmika-buddhi prabhijiyat. Therefore, too much attachment for material enjoyment is disqualification for spiritual life. So the Western world is turned off for being too much attached to material. Therefore lagging behind a spiritual life. Basic civilization is not to encourage too much for materials. Minimize. That is Indian civilization. They, if they had money, they used to spend for constructing big temples, not for residential. Maybe the king only had a big belly. Common men, they didn't care for big parents, their parents were new. Common men would be very glad to live in a cottage, a small garden, for growing vegetables, fruits, small lake, that's all. Not wasting time for rigid buildings, rigid ritual, amenities. Oh, it is good you have done this, but make this Krishna consciousness one of the parapanya. Men should be very nice, but they are not inclined. Hare Krishna.
The
clippings? Yeah. Every house, however poor it may be.
About Big Town has got maybe 10 television stations.
Enjoyment
are available.
And the variety is prime.
That's becoming very popular.
Yeah.
Time magazine, they say that by the time a child is 15 years old, they will have seen 11,000 murders on television.
In Detroit, one out of every 1,000 people gets murdered every year. In Detroit, that's the biggest crime city in America. One out of every 1,000 people gets murdered every year. If you live there for 50 years, you have one chance in 20 of being murdered.
What for us? The business is slaughtering. Or butchers.
Butcher community.
Huh?
The butcher community. We were recently looking at a very big house in Detroit. The mansion, it's got much already onyx marble. They say to build it again today would cost $6 million. They're just asking for $350,000. It has why? Because it's such a huge place and. It's not in a very exclusive neighborhood. It's surrounded by a 6-foot-high stone wall on 4 acres of land. And in the room that it's
to rebuild, because of all the onyx marble,
there's $100,000 worth of gold leafing work throughout the house. It was the Fisher Mansion. Fisher, you know, Body by Fisher.
Oh, Body by Fisher.
And the man was a little eccentric. It's a, what are they, worse.
$350,000. So it's very cheap.
What is the neighborhood? It is just
a big stone fence
of the local conservation. I don't know.
And the trade of the incident fence.
And also there is threatening of life. Some Brahmin boys are living with us. So they are threatening. You are living with these lectures. If you don't give up, then your life is in danger. So they have gone to mass. Some Brahmin boys became unjust.
Oh, yeah, those boys.
Yeah.
Oh, and the other Brahmins.
Yes, they put in.
You got a report?
Yes.
Oh. See that we're taking sufficient consciousness.
Yes. Brahmins are sensing danger because they see that these Europeans are worshipping deity temple, then gradually there will be no caste man.
Who also had difficulty with the caste Brahmins?
They complained to the magistrate that what kind of religion he is introducing. It is not our Hindu religion. So, chastise him.
What?
Report of the Brahmins, the police came and broke the drum. It was not the fault of the Brahmins. The Brahmins lost complaint against Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he has to take step. They said it is not Hindu religion. They are disturbing God by chanting so loudly. Now the God is sleeping and they are disturbing. Hare Krishna, Hare. So stop this. So what can he do? After all, he is public servant. Therefore, he took step.
I just come back from England myself. Another boy, we're doing library with him. Went there after India festival. And so many very important schools all around the world that are known all around the world taking your books. My last day was one of our most amazing days. We went to the Indian Office Library, the British government, because they've colonized India, they have so many books on India. This was the largest library like that in Europe. And the librarian, he looked at our books, and he says, yes, we should have all of these. So right on the spot, he ordered standing orders, one copy of every book. That same day, this was just 3 days ago, 2 days ago, we went to the biggest
book. Irish.
Yes. This is another one. Albert, yes. You've seen that letter? Yes.
No, I have not seen any letter.
But you know Albert.
Yes, I went to see the ambassador.
He's very famous. The biggest bookstore in the world. They're so big that they have three blocks. They take up sort of like three blocks. They have three levels, three floors. So we went to see the manager, the man who owns, you know, the whole bookstore. And he says, well, I only deal with rare books. He said, well, this is why we've come to see you. And he says, I want three copies of every book.
So they have ordered.
Yes?
Very good.
Just in a matter of about 7-8 weeks, over 100 professors now taking their books here.
standing on this?
No, about 12 have taken standing, about 10 taken standing orders, but others have taken books to use for their courses, but for their own reading and for their own edification. Big schools like Cambridge, Oxford, as soon as they see the books, they immediately want them.
It is the rarest book. There's no book throughout the whole world. That's the book.
He was reading your Bhagavad Gita. He was on his desk when I came into his office.
On his
desk? Yeah. He said, oh yes, I know about you on the books. I just got this book from one of my colleagues. And he says, I showed him the books he bought. He went to standing order. He teaches Sanskrit and Indian religions and Indian philosophy. And he said, there's one book I was just reading, Bhaktivedanta, he mentions it, the Nectar of Devotion. He says that you didn't show me that. Do you have that one? So I brought the books back to him that same day. Hmm. When I brought them, his students, they were in class, and they came out of the class, and they started looking at the books themselves, you know, and they really wanted to, you know, to be sure that they could have a chance to read them in their course. They were really happy that he was buying them. So these are Krishna conscious books. We've read some of these before. They're really nice.
Krishna is all sinful yet and stuff. Sneeti Varnadvayam. Rupa Goswami. What nectar is there in these two alphabets? Krishna. Krishneti Varnadvayam. Greater enthusiasm, go on, book distribution. They will benefit us, and distributors also will benefit. Krishna says, Jayavang Paramam Goyam Madhva Krishna. Achatatmaat Manishesh, Vachit Netliyati. If you want to become quickly recognized by Krishna, then make preparation for this Krishna consciousness. And once recognized by Krishna, then you are going back to home, back to God, guaranteed. So, from London to here, Tom?
Yes. How many hours?
Yes.
On the plane, it took about 10 hours.
Huh? 10 hours?
Yes.
From London to Chicago?
Yes.
Not much. 10 hours. Staying at Bhaktivedanta Manor? No.
We stayed there most of the time. And the first 2 weeks, we stayed at Burry Place.
Mm.
Because there are about 6 schools that are in walking distance from the Burry Place Temple.
Everything is going right?
Oh, yes. Cultivating great. The president there, he's taking up the Sankirtan party himself.
Ah.
And the whole temple becomes very enthused and surprising. Very quick.
How many devotees are there?
Very quick. There's 3 founding Sankirtan parties. There are about maybe 30 devotees there.
And Bhaktivedanta Manor?
I think about maybe 35. Some of the boys go to Scotland frequently, so they sort of share the devotees of the 3 temples.
Edinburgh. So you had been in Edinburgh?
Pardon?
Edinburgh University?
No, I don't know. They have a program there with the Indians. Indians are supporting the temple there now.
Hmm?
The Indians, they're paying for devotees prasadam
and
supporting the temple.
Another.
to make vows to give a certain amount to help the devotees out every week. They have a big chart. One to Indian might make a vow that he'll pay for all the wheat or all the breakfast for the devotees for that month. He'll give that much money. Very nice. They kind of compete with each other to see who's doing the most. They go out and make life numbers. They make sometimes 5, 6 life numbers in one day.
So it's going to go past that? I'm trying to ask.
6:30 now. Sometimes we have heard that Ekadasi is an inauspicious alignment of the planets, and therefore one has to counteract this inauspiciousness by more chanting.
It is the most auspicious, and chanting is more effective. Yeah.
Well, I remember you were instructing once that all of your initiated disciples should chant 25 rounds.
Minimum.
Minimum on this day. Is that a rule that we should all follow in our temple?
20.
Yeah.
16 rounds.
No, I mean on Ekadasi.
Oh, yes. Ekadasi simply should chant. No other reason. Nibjala.
No preaching work?
Huh?
Should they go out for preaching?
No, those who are preaching, not for them.
Oh.
Those who are sitting idle. Okay. There's no other regulation, simply preaching. The preacher is so exhausted. He hasn't got to follow any regulation. But don't take it. But actually, if one is busy in preaching, that is first class. Not my manufacturer, but my Guru Maharaj. That Madam Maharaj, her name was Brahmacharya. His name was Haigri. So, he was to go somewhere. So, but he was sick. The Guru Maharaj was informed that he was sick. And today is Ekadasi. He cannot take his regular meals. So, he was said, no. He let him take immediately meals and go.
All right, but sacrifice everything for preaching.
Oh, yes. Yes, my please. Well, now, you should not do it.
Most pleased with you, Srila Prabhupada.
Hmm?
We must be sure of that.
Now, unless he's pleased, what I am what? It is due to his pleasure. Otherwise, what I have asked. Everyone says you have done wonderful. What can be wonderful? It is by his pleasure.
Okay.
Prasada, Bhagavat Prasada. Maharaja, did you think that last night?
That your accomplishment has been very great.
You have to
admit. He admitted it. Publicly.
No. Yes, it's me a letter. I was glad to him.
Thank you.
Now he has returned.
Oh, yes.